You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
159 years ago today, the Mexican army had an upset victory over the French at the Battle of Puebla. And thus the celebration known as Cinco de Mayo. No, for those of you, there's something like 40% of Americans who believe Cinco de Mayo is Mexicans' Independence Day.
No, that's not correct.
That's in September. And what is always funny to me is that I think it's kind of like St. Patrick's Day in a way that in Ireland, I don't know if it's that big of a deal, but for sure, Cinco de Mayo is a very minor holiday in Mexico. It's not a national holiday, but in the United States, it's a pretty big deal.
We love it. The story's saying about 60% of us are going to eat Mexican food today, drink margaritas, have a Mexican beer, or go to a wild party.
Okay.
Yeah. Or go Cruz Federal, right? That's the big thing.
Cruz Federal.
It's fun to watch.
And happy Cinco de Mayo from your boys in the morning. So this came up yesterday. We were laughing about how one little thing in the morning can sometimes wreck a person's entire day. Let's point out that what we're looking for here are little things. Meaning, if you have a car accident, well, that's a big thing. No, that should probably put you in a bed.
That'll jack you up for a couple days, probably.
But just the littlest things that go wrong, and you're like, you're wrecked for at least the next several hours. And even when you look back at it, you go, well, how foolish was that? You know, I let something so little as blank wreck half of my day. Jeremy posted this online, and I'm guessing that we've had some people who have sounded off about this already.
A few different spots I posted it. We're getting the most comments here on my personal. Lindsay said, waking up with a huge zit.
Yes.
A lot of no coffee on there.
We almost should have said something that's not coffee related.
I like Kim. She says it ruins her day when her husband is too chipper. As soon as she rolls out of bed, he's a little too chipper.
That's funny.
I will tell you right now, one of mine happened this morning. Well, two, because we talked just a little bit about rolling into the parking garage here and somebody was in my spot again that I like to park in every day. And that really sets me off. But the other happened before I left the house. Who here has a Bosch dishwasher? Show of hands. Get them up there.
I have had one in the past. I don't currently, but I have. Why?
Y'all deal with the E24 dishwasher error? The old E24 sets me off about three times a week because I'm a run the dishwasher right before I go to bed. You know, I kick it on and let it run throughout the night. And in the morning, I open the dishwasher and there is my coffee mug that I use every morning and my water cup that I use here at work. It's the two cups I use every day. And today, rolled out of bed, got ready, went downstairs, opened the dishwasher expecting clean dishes, and I see the old E24 error on there, meaning that the filter's clogged and it didn't run last night. So something's jacked up with the filter, and I guess this is fairly prevalent in Bosch dishwashers. And so my mugs weren't cleaned, Dom, and I had to scramble, and I have different mugs today, and I'm all thrown off. Thanks, Bosch.
Okay, two things with that. One, I've had a Bosch in the past, and I used to have some other error. It had nothing to do with the filter, but it was another thing, and it was a fussy dishwasher.
You know, give me just a solid Maytag from here on out. You pay for these Bosch ones.
But I can tell you, when you mentioned mugs, that is kind of one for me because of several mugs, but I have two of them that really are my defaults. They're the only two that I really use.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it's stupid to have favorite mugs, but we've talked about this on the show. It involves the heft. It's a certain heft.
That's right.
And yes, to a certain extent, it's the design and the decoration on it. And when a morning will roll around and I will look and my wife has used both of those mugs for her coffee. And they are in the dishwasher running, so you can't really take them out. You know, you could, but I don't like opening the dishwasher when it's running.
No, you don't do that.
You don't do that. But if I can't get one of those, I probably scowl a little bit.
It's because it throws you off. It jacks you up.
I've got to use another mug.
Yeah. It messes with you.
Do we want to do one call before the break?
We
and
can.
Then we can come back with others. Let's go to Casey. Casey, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So one little thing that can put you in a bad mood for the rest of the day. What do you got?
It was yesterday morning, which is great that I'm so happy this morning. It's nice to feel better today. But I work out at Orange Theory in the mornings, and it's really nice to start doing the hardest thing first. So I walked in, and they kind of tell you where you're supposed to go. And I told them I wanted to start on the bicycle and then do the rower after. And the person up front said, that's just fine, no problem. She put me on it, but she double booked that section. And so 2 minutes in, the main trainer told me I had to move to the rower.
Oh,
and it's
no.
Not a big deal.
Not the rower.
But I had a fit, and I did terrible on the rower the next 15 minutes.
What are they thinking?
I had to talk myself down. It was pretty bad.
You're like, use this negative energy for my workout.
That would have been smart. That would have been nice if I could do that.
You're just fuming, huh? That's
funny.
I hate the rower.
You do? Because I've wondered about that being one that I might get for the house.
Really? Well, you might love it.
Is that one of those
that
never gets used? Like, Casey, if it wasn't part of your actual workout, would you choose the rower?
Yes, only because I can't run. But it's a full body workout. You could push your legs. You could push your arms.
Mm-hmm. It's low impact, right? You're not banging.
Sure.
You're not banging on your ankles and stuff. So
yeah, there is that. Yeah.
No pressure.
Well, you look good, Casey. Keep at it. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, you guys. Have a great morning.
All right.
Thank
see you later.
We appreciate you calling. Here's our number 303-691-1MIX. If you want to share your pain, just so you can laugh about it now and everybody else can relate and laugh about it. 303-691-1649. The question this morning, one little thing that's little and stupid but can put you in a bad mood for hours. Those of you who are on hold, hang in there. We're going to get to your calls quickly here. This is a funny concept. The little thing, it's a little thing. It's minor, and yet it can put you in a bad mood for hours. Before we go to the calls, I want to read this one from Jen with two N's. Because I get this. She goes, for me, it's when I miss the elevator in our building because there's only one and it's slow. So when you run up and it closes and leaves, you know you've got a few minutes to just stand there and look stupid.
Could have made it.
Time to take the stairs.
Doug wrote in on my Facebook. He says he's grumpy today because he's gone the past 2 hours thinking today is Thursday.
Yeah.
And he's that much closer to the weekend, and then he realized it's Wednesday.
That's funny. Well,
sorry, buddy.
To the phones we go. And we're going to start with Suzette. Suzette, good morning. I'm glad you called.
Good morning.
So what's the little thing? It's a little thing, but it puts you in a bad mood. What is it?
I'm the kind of person that I absolutely hate getting gas in my car. And so I let it get all the way to E, and then I get there, and you get your pump going, and then I ask you if you want a receipt, and you say yes. And then once you're done, it tells you you have to go inside to go get it.
Yes. Why is that so annoying? And then you're like, screw that. I'm not going inside.
Oh, that's funny.
Exactly. I'm not going in there. I'll just take a picture with my phone or something and get in the car.
Right,
Suzette. That's funny. Thank
that's
you for starting us off with a good one. We
it's
appreciate
perfect.
You.
Thank you.
Bye.
See you later. Have a great day. Here comes Kayla. Kayla, good morning.
Hi.
What's that little thing that puts you in a bad mood?
Well, this is when I noticed it started, but I was in nursing school and getting my breakfast, and I was stressed out already, and I dropped my Pop-Tart. And it made me cry.
No, not a broken Pop-Tart.
Now every time, and my orders get messed up everywhere. So like, I just now every time I notice it, just ruins my day. I just can't handle it.
Well, what kind of Pop-Tart was it too?
Yeah, we're gonna judge you on the
strawberry.
Kind that you do. We're gonna judge. What is it?
Strawberry.
Yeah. Okay. No. It's probably for the best that one ended up on the floor.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day.
Thanks.
See you later. Hang on to your Pop-Tart. How about when you get something like a Pop-Tart or whatever, and it breaks as you're pulling it out, and then big chunk falls down inside the toaster?
Yeah.
Oh, we got time for that. Joey, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, boys.
So what's the one little thing?
So I think I share this with many a parent, but I like to actually set my alarm ahead of time intentionally, even on the weekends, to give myself some peace and quiet. So when I sit down on the couch with my coffee and I hear my kids upstairs waking up before they should be.
Dude, I am so with you. Like, I get up an hour earlier on the weekends just for a little quiet. Oh, and if you hear them rustling, exactly. Like, you love your kids, but you're like, oh, come on.
Yeah, 100%. Yep.
And Jeremy, didn't you tell us that your kids are naturally early risers?
They
anyway?
Pop up early because we get them to bed early because of my crappy schedule, you know? So, yeah, they'll be up at 6.
Oh.
Yep.
Joey.
I feel
Have
you, Joey.
Have a great day. Thank you for the call. We appreciate
you.
Thanks for being on the show. Michaela, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
So it's a little thing. It's inconsequential, and yet it can put you in a bad mood. Like?
When my belt loops or my lanyards or my keys get caught on things, like on doorknobs and stuff, when I'm trying to get ready. It drives me crazy. I don't know why I'm in such a bad mood, but it does.
You ever ripped your pants like that? I have. Where the loop catches on something and you keep going, you know, with such force, it's like rip.
You pull the door
yeah,
off.
Yeah, Yankee bag. It makes you feel like a dog on a leash, you know?
Uh-huh.
It throws off my whole feng shui.
Bad pants.
Oh, that's funny. Thanks for making us laugh. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks. You too.
See ya.
Oh, this is great. Who's been holding the longest? Keg, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you today?
Fine, sir.
So good. We've had nothing go wrong today. What about you?
Awesome. Oh, Jesse, headed to work.
What's the little thing?
The break a shoelace first thing in the morning.
You just don't know your own strength, Kig.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'll cancel a whole day.
I'm going back to bed.
That's it.
That is funny when you yank up to tie him and it goes snap.
Snap.
We've all been there,
and
right?
And then you're like, do I tie it back together? Do I?
Because that's kind of trashy looking. And
yeah, well.
You know right? What the laces are the weakest are like on dress shoes. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that always snap for me.
Right.
The nice fancy ones.
Keg, thank you for being on the show. We appreciate your time. We'll do at one more, maybe two more. Monica, good morning. Welcome.
Hello. How are you?
Oh,
fine.
We're having a great morning. What's the little thing that'll put you in a bad mood?
I would have to say I come into work and I realize that people have used my stuff in my office and did not put it back where it was. And it grinds my dang gears.
That's your stuff. That's your tape dispenser.
Well, yeah. I'm the one that has, like, you know, all the tape and all the fun pencils or pens or all the labels for our products. So when they use it, sometimes they'll just put it back wherever they think, or just set it on my desk instead of putting it back where they got it. And I'm just like, are you kidding me?
You know how you fix this? You know how you fix this, Monica? Hey, you know how to fix this? You know how to fix it?
What?
Quit.
Lock my door.
You need to walk out immediately. Leave that job.
No way. I love my job.
Just not the people. Monica, have a great day.
Bye,
okay,
Monica.
Thanks for being on the show. Jacqueline, welcome to the Dom and Jeremy show.
Hello.
What's that silly little thing that'll put a grumpy look on your face?
It really irritates me when I am in a hurry trying to get my pants on and my leg just barely misses the hole and I kind of get caught up in my pants and I fall down.
Does this happen a lot? Like, it's just pants.
Kind of getting a visual.
I mean, it's a pretty good-sized hole. I mean, it's hard to miss.
Are you hungover much, Jacqueline? I mean...
Not much. It also happens sometimes my toes get caught. Like, if I'm wearing jeans with holes, my toes get caught.
I do have
that
happen.
Just not a swift move.
How big are your feet?
Pretty average size.
We all have the visual of you laying on the floor now with giant feet with no pants on.
But what's funny is I had that visual before you even told us. Yeah. So, listen, have a great day, and thanks for being on the show.
Thanks
okay?
for the laughs.
All right, one more, and then we have to be done. Lenny, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Morning, boys, with a Z.
Way to go, Lenny. So quickly, what's the one little thing?
The 15 alarms my wife has set in the morning.
Oh, she's one of those.
Why
huh?
so many alarms?
I have no idea. And then you try to persuade her, and then she gets mad.
How are you persuading her?
Well,
get up!
The gentlemanly way.
Like shoving her out of bed, huh?
What the hell is wrong with you?
Wake up!
Lenny, thanks for the laugh. Have a good day, my friend.
Bye, Lenny.
Thank you.
See ya.
That's funny. Man, we asked and they answered.
Those are great calls. Thank you, everybody.